Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, December 12th. Hi, Jen.
Hello, hello.
You're wearing glasses today. I didn't realize you wear glasses.
I don't. They're fakes.
They are?
They're fakes.
No, they're not.
They are.
You just probably wear contacts usually.
No,
right?
I don't. I
have. So why are you wearing fake glasses?
I wear them for this one project that I do. So I sometimes wear glasses, so I'm used to...
Used to wearing them. So you get used to them.
So it feels natural when I'm wearing them on film and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes just for fun.
Does it have like actual lenses to it or is it
No, it's
see-through?
I think it's actually plastic lenses.
Yeah, but you do have something.
Yeah.
Some people just wear the frame.
The frame,
know?
Yeah. And then you just poke your finger right through the eye hole.
Well, it's hard for me to imagine why somebody would want glasses if they don't have to.
I know.
But I hate my glasses, but you know.
I know. I had a friend who got LASIK, mm-hmm. and I went with her. We were in New York, and outside of the room, they keep you awake while they're doing it. And outside of the room, they have this big screen where they show the eye up close, and you can watch the whole surgery.
Oh my God.
So I have the whole thing filmed, and you just hear me in the background going,
So why did you film it? For her or something?
Yeah.
For the friend?
Yeah, for my friend. And it's so creepy. They use these. It's very much like the movie Saw, where they use these metal hooks to hold your eyelid open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they use the laser to like shave the skin around your iris.
Yeah.
And then they have this little metal hook. And then they swoop across it, and you see the eye skin just flap over.
Oh my God.
It's
I don't want to
so
hear that.
So gross. Yeah.
I know. Ugh. Eyes are like so
so tender, and they
I
use
know.
These little plastic plugs to that they put in your tear ducts so your eyes don't water,
right?
And they just leave them in there, and they're like,
well,
yeah,
thank you
dissolve.
For giving us that visual.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What a way to start the day,
right?
I'm telling you, but yeah,
gross.
I know, just thinking about that makes me not want to get it, but
I know, but
the reason I'm not getting it is because if it fixed my distance, then I can't see close like my glasses, you know.
Yeah,
I can see far, but then if I have to look close with my glasses, I can't see. It's too blurry.
Oh, so you're not eligible, right?
Well, probably not.
I think they only do it for distance.
Well, that's what I'm saying, for distance.
Yeah, that's so
crazy. It would be for distance.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, so like something far, I'd be able to see great.
Sure.
But with my glasses, if I have to put them on and I try to read, I can't. It's too blurry.
Gotcha.
So it's only for far, you know?
Gotcha, yeah.
So with the glasses, I can take them on and off, you know. But otherwise, I'd go crazy, you know. Like if you go to a bookstore or something, you look at the books, then you bring it close to you and you can't read.
Right. Is that why you don't wear contacts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's also why I don't wear contacts.
It's a bummer. I also feel like, I don't know, I used to watch my mom put contacts in when I was a kid and just touching your eyeball.
Yeah.
And like watching people like pull their lid down and roll their eye around. I actually heard this thing about this woman over in the UK who wore contacts and she had eye surgery and they found some contacts behind her eye that had just like gone back there. She'd worn them when she was sleeping and stuff like that. So when your eye rolls in the back of your head when you're sleeping...
I know. I often wondered about that.
Yeah, the contacts sometimes can just come off and stick behind your eye, apparently.
What the fuck?
Oh, very graphic show today.
Yeah. I know. So I used to wear glasses. For me also, it was a big deal to touch my eye, but then you get used to it, you know?
Yeah.
But then one time I wore one after I hadn't worn it for a while, and I went to a wedding, and my vision started being blurry, and I thought, something's wrong with the contact, you know? I need to take it off. When I finally took it off at home, my vision was still blurry.
Oh.
So what I realized is that it was a little torn, and it scratched my cornea. So
the contact did?
Yeah. So the following day, I was like in pain. I went to the doctor, and they said, you
scratched it. And you just have to wait for it to heal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ew, they put like a patch on my hand. Scratching the cornea.
You know, we'll talk about my planned trip to Vegas.
Okay, so you're going to go?
Well,
You still don't know?
I don't know. Yesterday I was actually trying to book the room.
Okay.
But then I talked to my friend again, and I have a feeling I'm not going to enjoy the group that's going to go there, you know?
I know.
I just don't think so. You know, I mean, his girlfriend is going to come. I don't think she's great. I think she's going to irritate me.
You know,
she's been irritating me on the phone.
Sometimes I get in my head and I'm like, you're not going to have fun. It's going to be miserable. It's just going to be how it is so many other times. And then I go and I'm very pleasantly surprised.
Really?
But more often than not, I'm on the nose about it. I'm like, yeah, this is exactly what I thought it was going to be. Well, or sometimes when I think it's going to be great, it's the opposite. And I'm like, this is miserable. You know?
I know. So I don't know what to do. I mean,
it's a toss-up.
The rooms are very cheap. They're staying at the Treasure Island, but... I mean, even like at Caesar's Palace, like $100 a night, which is nothing.
That's so cheap.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
But then they have the resort
fees,
which is another $50 a day.
That's still cheaper.
I know, right?
You know, hotels around even here are, I mean,
$300-$400 a night.
I know. Right, I stayed at just like a little shady motel where everything's like tinted yellow. You know what I mean? Like you could tell that they hadn't updated the comforters since the early 90s minimum. Oh, and that was even like $110 a night.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. So it's crazy. I think it's because there's no conventions now. It's a week before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody's going, you know?
Yeah, no one wants to go to Vegas for Christmas.
Right. So what happens
is...
But well, this is a week before Christmas, so
that's
you
true.
Know. But so they're staying at the Treasure Island, and I thought, well, you know, if I stay somewhere else, it's not going to make sense. You know, I'm going to have to drive and see them and stuff.
Right.
So Treasure Island is like $30 a night. $30
a
night. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even go out to eat for that price.
I know. I'm telling you.
My gosh.
So for two nights, it would be. Like, you know, $60-$70 plus the resort fee,
that's
which is another $80.
Cheap.
So for like $150 or something, you can stay two nights, you know, at the Treasure Island.
Okay.
So,
how much is the flight?
Well, I would drive. I'm not going to fly.
How far is the drive? It's like 4 hours or
something,
right?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Oh,
it's
that's not
the
bad
end
at
of the
all.
World. No,
that's
no.
so crazy.
I enjoy the drive there. You know, it's not a big deal. Because I'll fly as little as possible, only when I have to. You know?
I know, I hate it.
And plus, I'll have a car there, you know, so I can look
That's
around
true.
And stuff. Because I don't really just stay at the Strip, you know, because I know Vegas a little bit. I used to live there. So I go, I drive around and check out different places and how places have changed since I lived there and things like that.
4 hours is basically like driving from, like, Calabasas to downtown and back at rush hour. It's the same thing.
True.
It is the same. I took me, I drove from Woodland Hills to downtown. When there's no traffic, it's half an hour, but with traffic, it's like an hour and 25
an hour
minutes.
And a half. Yeah.
I'm
wow.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's
it's
a long
big
time.
Difference. Yeah. I have a class in Studio City. It only took me, when I get out Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, it only takes me 15 minutes to get home to downtown.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Wow.
But it takes me, because I have to be there at 7. It takes me almost an hour. It's crazy.
Yeah. I know. That's why, you know, on holidays, I hate traveling because it takes you an hour and a half just to get out of town.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah. That's what people don't understand about L.A., you know?
I mean,
know. It's really bad.
It's best to go really, really late.
Right.
You know, I like arriving places late anyway. I hate... flying into somewhere and getting there in the morning and then having the whole day. I'm like jet lagged. My ears are aching from the flight. I just don't want to do it. I want to get there in the evening, have some dinner, relax, and go to sleep and start fresh the next day. I can't stand it. I'm like, how does anyone fly in early in the morning and then just go about their day? I'm like nauseous. My ears hurt. Like, I just can't.
No, I'd rather get up, arrive in the morning, you know, so I don't have to go to sleep, so I can start enjoying it right away, see everything in the daylight. But, you know,
that's
different,
so crazy
different
to
strokes,
me.
You know?
Yeah.
For different folks.
I guess we'll never travel together.
No. Take separate planes.
Yeah, we'll have to compromise and go in the middle of the day or something, like 2 p.m.
I know.
I'll still spend the rest of the day in bed.
I just
can't with the ear popping. It kills me.
Yeah.
I wear those little earplanes.
Oh.
It's like this little thing, these little plugs you put in your ear that help equalize the pressure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my ears like kill
they
me.
They hurt, right?
Oh, my gosh, horribly. And
I know. Sometimes it does happen.
Yeah, and then for the rest of the day, every time I like blow my nose or something. It's just squealing in my head. I'm like, I know. Ah, that sound. I hate it.
So they have something for the ears? For
oh,
them?
Yeah. Earplanes. Yeah. My sister actually discovered them for me like years and years ago because she's worse on planes than I am. And she told me about them and I started using them and I don't fly without them. But I had a flight in September and I forgot to get them. And I was like, crap. And of course, they're like five times the price. You can get them for like $5 or less at Target or something. But they're like 10, 12 bucks at the airport.
At the airport, yeah.
But I didn't have them and my flight was okay. It was just a quick direct flight. And I was like, oh, wow, look, I didn't need them. So this last flight I tried... and I had a layover too. So we were up and down and there was a lot of turbulence and the plane kept dropping and just the air pressure and everything was crazy. So I just, I it was not good. So I definitely bought them the moment I got to the airport. I was like, okay, here we go. I was like, I don't care what they cost. I need them. I can't fly without them. It's not worth taking the chance.
That's true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I would drive and, yeah. Cause plus, I mean, if you have to get a car, you have to, rental car and
it's
everything.
A whole other cost.
I'd rather drive my car, you know. So at any rate, so the hotel is cheap and everything. And I thought, you know, I'd go for a couple days. That's enough, like from Sunday till Tuesday or something, right?
Yeah.
And because I thought even 3 days would be too much there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, he hasn't managed to convince me about the people that are going to be there. You
maybe
know?
You can do some kind of meetup when you're there.
Yeah.
On that meetup. Is it a website or an app? That you
it's
did.
It's both.
Yeah.
The meetup, yeah, it's
yeah,
both.
Yeah, so if you don't want to hang out with them, maybe you can hang out with some fun
that
people over
be
there.
That would be weird, you know?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I guess I could go off on my own if I didn't enjoy it, right?
That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy my own company so much.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm so cool.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And I figured, you know, a few hours with these people cannot be the end of the world, right?
No, maybe it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to drink at all, right?
No. Well, I barely drink anyway. I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not crazy about it. But I know I'm going to miss smoking, you know?
Yeah. That's
smoking
always...
cigarettes. It's like you go on a trip and you got to have those cigarettes.
I know, in the car ride.
Well, I don't drive smoke in the car, but I stop all the time and
have
a cigarette.
I know.
Or there. I mean, everybody like smokes there.
Yeah.
Although I hate smoking indoors. I mean, you walk into the casinos and they all smell like cigarettes.
Ugh, I know.
It's awful.
I know. It's like
even when I was a smoker, I hate the smell of it.
It's like being in a diner
indoors.
In the 90s.
I know. And I can't believe people still do it. You
yeah.
know?
I remember my dad used to smoke in his office. He was a doctor.
Yeah, right?
He used to smoke in his office.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. We're in a doctor's office.
I know. When you look at like old movies, you see that.
Mm-hmm. And then he'd smoke in the back and pretend that, like, you couldn't smell it up front. I'm like, you can literally smell, like, it's not that big. It would be, like, going from here to the door.
Yeah.
Like, smoking in here and being like, oh, how can you smell it out here? Like, you can definitely.
You can smell it.
You can smell
it. I know. When you smoke, you don't realize that.
Yeah.
The same with weed. Last night, I'm walking into the studio here, and I'm like, did you guys smoke weed in the room here? And she's like, no, I smoke downstairs. I said, oh, my God, you're reeking of it, you know.
You're hypersensitive now, too, because you stopped smoking.
Right. So then I realized how people used to smell me when I just go smoke and then come back, you know, with the weed and stuff. So
you got to have like a little
cigarettes
kit.
Too, yeah.
With a little spray bottle.
Yeah.
Every female smoker I know, we have like a spray bottle. There's like a tweezers, definitely like a bobby pin to like clean out whatever you're smoking with. Extra pack of filters, some papers. A mini travel grinder.
Yeah.
You have it all, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'd probably just take a couple of cookies with me or something, you know.
That'll be good.
Just so I can feel a little better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I don't know, Jen. What do you think? I'll probably send you a text on the weekend. I'm leaving.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, I'm leaving. I've had it. This lady's so annoying.
I know. But
it's always good ammo, though. That's something that's really helped me deal with like annoying situations in life and really annoying people in life, which we've all come in contact with annoying people. And if you haven't, that means you're the annoying person. but it's so true, though. But it, you know, as I've gotten into the entertainment industry with like writing and like, you know, I've done a little stand up here and there. Not really. I wouldn't really call myself a comic too much. But I've done like just any of the work I've done. There's so much ammo in everyday life. And in just ridiculous people that you come in contact with, like the rudest people. And it just, you have to just take those crazy situations and people as like amazing stories.
Right.
You know, it's the only way to really like swallow what's going on.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. So I guess at any point I can get up and go do something else.
Totally.
Yeah.
Or you could sit around and just like That's enjoy true. The craziness this lady's saying if she ends yeah. up being wacky.
I don't know if she's wacky. She just bores me. I don't
bores
know.
Bores you?
She talks too much.
He talks too much.
But then, and then he says, oh no, there's another hot woman coming. I said, okay, so send me the picture. And he sends a picture. I'm like, no, she's too old, man. She's not hot.
Where does he pick up his girls? The AARP club? Man.
But that's what I'm saying. His taste is not the same as mine.
Yeah, totally.
But maybe I'll meet somebody there. Who knows?
Yeah, you're in Vegas.
Right?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, exactly. right? That's the slogan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll go get a massage or something.
Oh, that sounds great. That's my favorite thing to do. Everywhere my sister and I go, we're like, all right, where's the closest massage place?
Really?
Yeah, totally. I know. Yeah. We're all but about
men,
that.
Some men get different kinds of massages.
I know. When I was in Puerto Rico, they had massages on the beach, and I was like, this is great. Like, I love the beach. I love a massage. I always go to those, like, $40 an hour places that are, like, a little bit shady, but honestly.
I know. I'm, like, scared to go in there, you
really?
Know?
Really? No.
They have a million on Ventura Boulevard. I know. I'm not going in there, you know?
Honestly, they're the best, man. Like, I've gone to really nice, expensive places, and it's just not the same.
Right.
It's almost like, like deep tissue meets sports medicine massage is how these places go. Right. But when I was in Puerto Rico, we did the beach massage and the guy kept trying to like touch me. And I was like, I had eaten like two edibles. So I was like, you know, sometimes when you're like high or whatever and you can't. You think you know what you think you would do in a situation, but then the situation actually happens and you're so stoned that you're just internalizing about it and thinking about the situation the whole time. Yeah. You're like, what do I do? What do I say? Should I do this? You're sitting there like planning your strategy of attack, and before you know it, the situation's over and you've missed like all opportunities to say or do anything about it. And then you spend the next like hour thinking about, well, I should have said this, I should have said that, like, you know, so you get trying to do that. And I just like kept like kind of like shooing him off, and I was like, just my back is fine, like just my back is fine. Yeah, and in hindsight I'm like, that's crazy, like I could have totally just like flipped out on him,
right?
I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, why not enjoy yourself, you know?
I just wanted a regular massage though. I was like, my shoulders are killing me.
Then you don't get a beach massage. I know. That's but maybe the fact that those places are cheesy, that's what's fun about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, because I got a couple of, like, Thai massages here and stuff.
Sure.
And, yeah, they step on you, they stand on you and shit.
Yeah,
I don't
like the feet on me. I don't love it. It's okay. Sometimes this place I used to go was across the street from my place in New York. And that's like wherever I move, I'm like, where's the closest place, you know?
Really?
And so I'd go there, you know, and I was working at this restaurant that I made a ton of money. So I was going getting massages once or twice a week.
Wow.
And sometimes my friend and I would go and do like a 2-hour, which was only $80. You know, you can't beat that. And sometimes they would like literally hop on your back and they're just like sitting on your butt, like really getting in there. And I was okay with that. I just don't want anyone's like slappy feet on my back. It grosses me out. See your little toes all over me? No. I don't like it at all.
Oh, God.
It was so gross.
Yeah. Here I think the massages are a lot cheaper because I always see the signs on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get an hour for like $35-$50 or something.
Sometimes, yeah.
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 So it's not that bad. But yeah, no. I need to try that. I mean, I went like years ago with a friend, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I need to try that because sometimes a massage is pretty cool, right?
Oh, it's fantastic.
It makes you feel good.
It's great for your mental health and your physical health, and it's good. I like when they like really get in there.
Yeah.
You know, like if it hurts kind of, it like always sucks in the moment.
Right.
Just kind of like. You're like holding your breath. You're like, ugh. And then at the end, you're like, okay, that's better. You know, and then you're like sore for the next couple of days. Like,
I know.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. Yeah, because also when I go to Vegas, I tend to get horny and shit. So I'm going to have to find, you know, something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, once I thought of going to that bunny ranch, but I'm not one to go to hookers, you know?
Yeah.
But it would be probably pretty cool, you know,
to
go there.
Call them sex workers now.
Yeah, and you go and you choose the one you want. They stand in line. And like, you know, they stand next to each other and you get to choose and stuff.
That's
but
so
I
weird.
Could never do that, you know? I don't think I could.
The first time I really saw anything about that, I was in, I think, middle school, and I saw it on that HBO show, Real Sex.
Right.
Do you remember that show?
No.
It was a really great show. It was really educational, but also really raunchy. And I was like 13, like secretly watching it on HBO. And then like my parents would come down and I'd just quickly change the channel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm watching now. They're like, what are you watching? I'm like, Brad Pitt. Just being a shady kid.
I know. But the experience would be cool. I don't know. When I went to Amsterdam, I actually went to one of those hookers. But, I felt very, like, uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let it lie there.
You're, like, not knowing what to do. You're like, yeah.
But I feel really weird with that.
It's, it's foreign territory for some of us.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, some men are fine with that, but...
I know.
Maybe I should try it once, and then I'll have stories to tell.
Yeah, you know, it's like, morals are fine and all, but maybe who cares? Like, we're all going to live, we're all going to die. Like,
exactly.
It's
and
the
I can choose not to tell anybody, and it stays in Vegas.
You
know?
Definitely have to come back and tell everyone on air. We need the story. We need every detail.
I know, right?
You know?
If I go.
Every
I'd probably
moment.
Be proud of myself for doing that.
You're like, guess what I did? Oh, it's so good.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
So we'll see. But now it's making me want to go, you know, so
maybe
I will go.
It'll be an experience.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be a horrible weekend. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Either way, it'll
but
it's
I
an
do
experience.
Need to get away, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I do. And I can make the best of it. I mean, yeah, look, I mean, you're with people. It can't be that bad, you know? You have fun, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of friends he's bringing, but my God. You know?
Maybe everyone will be really good company.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And if it's not, I'll find my own company.
There you go.
Plus, with the gambling, while they gamble, I'll go do something else. I don't care.
I'm always the one that ends up like by myself, like at a bar talking to some like strange, some like strange guy telling me stories that are like really crazy. Like the weirdest person in the room is always the person that I end up talking to.
Really?
Every time. I went to this. Wow. I don't know if I told you this before. I went to this art gallery with my best friend, and there's this app that. In LA and New York, and I think a few other places, you just go on and it tells you all of the free art galleries in the area and what time they're doing the showings and which ones have free wine tastings.
Okay.
I'm like, that's great. Like,
yeah,
let's
I'll
do
go.
It. Yeah. So my friend and I went. It's always like cheap, crappy wine, but who cares? You know what I mean? It's like Franzia or something.
Yeah.
Like, even though Franzia is actually decent sometimes. I hope my sommelier friends did not hear that. But, so we go, and this one guy walks in, and the moment I saw him, I was like, this guy's going to corner me and end up talking to me today. I just know it. Like, I'm a magnet for the weirdos. It's a Belinsky thing. Like, all the people in my family are all magnets for weirdos. Like, everywhere we go, the weirdos come to us. And this guy literally looks like he bought a costume of Jack Sparrow. You know Jack Sparrow?
Yeah, yeah.
And so he's, like, wearing this, like, very, like, piratey outfit. And he has, like, the very piratey movements with, like, the limp wrists kind of just, like, moving around. He has some kind of, like, headband situation going on. And he's wearing these, like, tinted glasses. And he has his mustache, like, groomed and twisted up so that the edges of the mustache are coming up through, like, the arms of his glasses, so he keeps tweaking his mustache from like up near his eyebrows.
Yeah.
And he just keeps like, and he's like, like the
oh
whole
my
time.
God.
Yeah. And I was
that's
like,
that's a weirdo.
Yeah. I mean, that's New York. Everyone's literally like a character out of like a movie. Like some of the people look like they're from Mad Max. Some of the people look like they're from a cartoon. Like it's just like a bunch of people like Duke Nukem just walking around with like boom boxes still.
Oh, God.
It's wacky. But, as soon as I saw him, I was like, this dude, oh my God. And
yeah.
So he ends up starting to talk to me. And I'm just like standing there and I keep like moving away. You know, when you're just like someone standing too close to you and you just keep readjusting yourself and they're still standing too close to you. And then they readjust to stand the same distance away. They don't get it that you're that you're like,
there's personal space.
Yeah. I'm like, if I can smell your breath, you're too close to me. You know what I mean? And he keeps adjusting and I'm trying to move. And we're just talking and talking. And he's telling me like, oh, you look so well groomed and so well kept and this and that. And I was like, okay. And my best friend walks by, and this is the difference between men and women right here, right? He walks by and he's like my best friend in the world. Like if anyone knows me, it's him. And he's like, do you want another drink? And I was like, yes. Like I gave him this look like SOS, help me. And he just walks by, gets me another wine, drops it off to me and walks away. Now, a female friend would have looked at my face and been like, she's sending out SOS really hard right now.
Yeah.
But he was just like, la, 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 boy brain, and just like kept walking. And I'm like talking to this guy and he's like, oh, do you want to come over? He's like, I made fresh bone broth. He's like, I grind the bones up and I have them in gallon containers in my fridge and we can sip bone broth by my fireplace. And I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
like, no, supposed to be like appealing to you.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, also like I'm vegan, so I definitely don't want bone broth at all. Like I want nothing to do with that. And like the thought of like making out with someone with bone broth in their mouth is like vile to me. It's like, no, absolutely not. So finally I got out of the conversation, but he came up to me like four or five times that night and I just kept switching rooms and switching places and like getting in conversations with other people I didn't want to talk to just so he wouldn't talk to me. Most of the time I'll just be like, if it gets to be a certain annoyance, I'll just be like, look, I'm not interested in talking, man. Yeah. But I try not to, you know, I'm in this industry, I'm trying to network, you know, you never know whose bridge you're going to burn. So
I know as a woman, nice. It's tough because people walk up to you all the time, you know, and stuff.
I know.
Well, maybe that's what I'll do. If I don't have anything to do, I'll walk up to people and start talking to
them. I mean, I have such a resting bitch face, though. I don't know how my face is like warm and welcoming at all. Everyone's always like, you look mean.
Really?
I'm like, if I look so mean, why is everyone talking to me all the time? Like, especially with headphones on, like my head in a book on the train. Someone's like, excuse me. I'm like, do you not see? I don't want to be bothered right now, you know? So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Weirdos out there.
I know.
They love me.
Oh, well. So you attract somebody.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough, but maybe I'll do it and that's it, you know.
It'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to get away. Yeah. I really do.
It'll be good.
And fresh space. Knock everything down, you know. It's like, no, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that. And maybe I should.
Yeah. You know? I know. I find that all the things that I fight the hardest end up being the most rewarding.
Right.
You know. So, it'll be good. Either way, it's a story.
That's true, right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's a story.
All right, I'll do it.
And then if you really hate it next time, you'll know. All right, I'm not going to go to Vegas.
Right. I haven't been in a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But one thing I haven't seen is the Fremont Experience downtown where it's like not on the strip, it's off the strip.
Okay.
And have you been there at all?
No, I've never been to Vegas.
They have like zip lining and all that kind of shit there.
I think I saw a video of that.
Right.
You like zip line over like a shopping area.
Right, right.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, I know.
And, you should do that.
I know.
That'd be so fun.
Right?
Yeah.
And you walk around. I mean, this used to be like when I lived there in the 70s. It was like the main street where we would like pick up chicks and shit like that when I was 16 years old, you know?
Yeah.
With the cars, we just cruise like you saw in the movies, like in, what's it called? American Graffiti and stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that's like cruising at Van Nuys Boulevard here.
Okay.
But that was the same thing. So it used to be that, and now they just made it all a sidewalk so people can walk around and shops and casinos and all that stuff. But I haven't been, so that might be worth just going for that.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
See, when was the last time you were there?
I can't even remember. And when I went last time, I didn't even go into Vegas. There's a place called Lake Las Vegas, and it's like near Henderson there, so it's outside of Vegas. It's an artificial lake that they made, and it's got hotels around it and stuff. So I just went there for a couple of days just to relax, you know.
Okay.
There was like a whole story there, but I'm not going to bring it up on air. In case somebody's listening.
It sounds like you should.
But yeah, it was a whole adventure thing where I met somebody and stuff. So
that's
but
fun.
Some things I gotta keep off the air.
Mm,
I
don't you know don't why. Kiss and tell.
It depends who is listening.
You never know.
Yeah.
You know.
But yeah, but the people close to me, I've told them a long time ago, don't ever listen to the show, you know. I don't want to know anything.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Strangers only.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny.
Because, yeah, I mean, in the beginning, I remember when I started the station, there was a couple of other daily shows, and they were like comedians, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And all our wives used to listen to the shows because it was a big deal, the radio station and everything.
Yeah.
So they would listen to the shows, but every day they'd like call in and go, well, what's that about? You know, what's this about? And all this shit. And I'm like,
calling you out.
Yeah. So just stop listening, you know.
Yeah, don't listen.
Listen to the show.
Would there be a way for anyone to call in? Now?
Yeah. Oh, point? Now?
Yeah.
That'd I just cool. don't. I don't take calls when people call. They call often.
Oh, really?
Not often. Sometimes, occasionally.
Yeah.
But I don't answer because they waste my time. You know. If I can recognize the number, maybe I will. If it's a friend of the show or something, but not anymore now.
Oh, that's
because
so
they always take you in a different direction, you know.
That's it's true. Like,
but we can, I mean, if you want, sometimes.
Yeah,
I can
maybe
answer,
it'd be
yeah.
funny.
I mean,
or have like some
kind of
forum right. that people could live comment on.
Yeah,
you know, that'd be fun. Just yeah. take questions. We're taking questions.
Yeah.
We're so important.
No, I mean, it used to be so different, the station. I mean, we would like listen to each other's shows and call in all the time.
Mm.
It was like, you know, the Wild West back then.
Yeah, I like
now
that.
Now who's got the time, you know?
Everyone's busy being busy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not as exciting anymore, you know? I mean, it was like just the Wild West. I mean, we would do and say anything, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
I love that. I know now there's so many rules and regulations.
Well, not here. I mean, we don't.
That's,
really,
I mean, like socially
just that
in the world.
You mature, you know. I mean, shit.
Yeah,
I was
that
like
too.
In my 40s, you know, I was a lot crazier.
I feel like I'm going to be immature forever.
Yeah.
I'm mature when it matters, you know. Like sometimes I act like kind of like wacky and stuff, and my family will be like, you need to mature. And I'm like, right. I'm mature in serious situations and all else. Like, who cares?
And besides, it happens to you while you don't even feel it. It's like a question of years and years.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
I mean, even like Howard Stern, people complain that he's changed. The show has changed. He's not as edgy and all that. But you grow older, you know. I mean, you mellow out.
Definitely mellow out.
Mellow out, you know. So that's what happened to me. Maybe the show is not as fun as it used to be. I don't know. But
it's great.
But I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I have fun.
It. Yeah. So in other news, let's see. Oh, have you heard of the new Mac Pro that's going to come out and it's going to sell for $52,000?
Yeah. I did hear
$52,000.
About that. That computer better give me a Thai massage.
It'll give you about everything. I mean, it's got 1.5 terabyte of system memory.
Is that a lot?
Now, to give you an example, today with 8 gigabyte, you can do anything you want.
Okay.
So this means that this would be like how many? If 8, you go to 1.5 million. Shit. Yeah, that's like a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Actually, it's 1,000 times.
I can
so,
only imagine.
Who needs that? Who needs that? When people know computers, they go, there's nothing that you need to do that requires that.
I would assume that maybe someone who's in like filmmaking, who does a lot of editing and things like
still, you don't need that much. I'm
not
telling
that
you.
Much.
No, we can do anything you want with the equipment people have now, you know?
I know.
It's not like it was when I was doing computer animation in 1990. You can even run video in real time on the computer. You had to do it like on machines outside, like videotape machines.
Yeah.
And do a frame at a time, which was like crazy.
That
I can't
is crazy.
Even tell you. But yeah, I was doing computer animation, and then, I mean, what we had was like nothing compared to what we have now.
You've done animation?
Yeah, computer animation, like 3D animation, like Pixar.
Oh, that's so
fun.
Yeah,
I started my own company. Like
you know how to do that?
In 1990.
Why don't we make a cartoon?
You want to make a cartoon?
I have so many wacky voices. I started making a cartoon a couple of years ago, and then I had a falling out with the person I was doing it with.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, look, I haven't done it in years. I try to get back into it, and it's hard now. I mean, because they have so many features and shit, and it's become really hard. And I don't know why. I just don't have the patience anymore. But think about it. This was like 30 years ago that I did this.
That's a new thing to spend your time on. You were saying yesterday that you're bored now.
Well, I tried.
Get back into it. Let's do it. Let's make a show. I have so many scripts and ideas.
But you can find people who probably do it for free. I mean, there's so many kids that are learning this now.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, just put an ad. You'll see people will come. There's people, more people than there's jobs, you know.
I know. I put out an ad to help make some animation stuff about a year ago, and everyone who wrote me back basically was like, this is too expensive of a job, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't even need anything that crazy. I know. It's very tedious work, and that's why I don't do it.
Yeah, that's what animation's about. Yeah, that's true. But if you could partner with someone on it, maybe they would do it.
Yeah. You know? That'd be cool. I had an audition the other day for an animated series to play a pony.
Really?
I was really excited about it. Yeah. So I had to do a really fun voice for it. So wacky voices are like my thing. Like, I would love to have like a...
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would love to have a part on like a show on Cartoon Network or Adult Swim or something like that. That would be like a dream.
Like Nickelodeon.
Yeah, any animated would be incredible. Oh my gosh, a dream come true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
So keep applying for these things.
Maybe I do.
Get something
all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
If anyone's listening, hire me.
Exactly. You know, I mean, what the hell, you know? So do you do any impressions still?
A couple here and there.
Voices?
A couple here and there, yeah.
Yeah, which is a good one that you can do for us.
Oh, my gosh. On the spot. On the spot. I have to be alone with it for a second.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to. But,
yeah.
But it's...
I can do, like, a crying baby. I can do, like... I do this, like, child voice.
Really?
Yeah. I answered my friend's phone one time, and we did a whole phone call with... his student loans guy calling. I was just like, I pretended to be like his little kid or something, just like picking up the phone, and I was like, my daddy's not here, but that wasn't the voice, but I'm getting shy.
I know.
It was good.
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
Yeah, I met some of the people that actually, this was some time ago, but they were doing the Rugrats, you know.
Oh yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, but because I knew these things when my kids were growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know the cartoons today, but they used to have the cat dog and, you know, and
the cartoons were trippy back then.
Yeah, right?
Really trippy. I look back on Rugrats and I'm like, even the coloring of the, like, the way they colored the whole film is, like, crazy. Even Ren and Stimpy, like, they were kind of, like, dark and wacky, you know? They're not as just, like, playful as they are now. You know, they were on the darker side.
That's interesting. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I mean, watch something like Dora the Explorer. It's like so just like shiny and shimmery and happy. And then watch Rugrats. It's like a little, it's like kind of creepy now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. It feels like you're like tripping or something. I'm like, these people are definitely doing hallucinogens for sure. The animators are definitely having a good time.
Yeah. I know. It'd be fun to work on animation. You know?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So, So then the computers were not powerful at all, and we still managed to do some things.
Yeah.
So. But
now it's insane.
But today, and there's so many things you can do. So there's like a million features, and to learn it would take you forever.
I know.
I know.
But I can't even learn Photoshop. Terrible.
But there's also tools that let you make things a lot easier too, you know.
Sure.
So you don't have to do things from scratch, which is nice, you know.
I know. I wish I was better with the tech stuff, the editing, and
right.
It just stresses me out so much to have to edit a film and stuff like that. I'd rather like pay somebody to just do it. I'm like, you do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I just don't.
If you don't enjoy it, don't do it.
No, I feel like if I got over the hump of like knowing how to do it, it would be fun. I just don't.
You don't have the
I don't have the heart to have the patience for that.
Yeah.
You know?
To learn it.
Yeah. I'm like, you do it. Somebody else do it. I don't want to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I've learned to do everything myself pretty much because I enjoy technology. But now I don't. You know?
Yeah.
I've outgrown all that. So.
Yeah.
So that's anyway, wild. $52,000 for an Apple. The monitor stand costs $1,000. The monitor stand.
That's so insane to me.
The display is $5,000. A 28-core Intel. Just the memory alone, the 1.5 terabyte is $25,000. So, yeah, that's a lot of money for anything. I mean, my God. But I think it just rich people would buy it for the status.
Yeah, they're like, look what I bought.
That's about it.
I know.
I can't even imagine an animation studio investing that much money when they don't have to. They can get one for $5,000-$10,000.
I know.
They'll do exactly what they need, you know.
I know. So I just got that job for this executive producer, and like I'm running errands and like spending money on things for the production, and I'm just like, in the past day, I've spent enough to like wipe out all of my debt.
Really?
Yeah. And I have, I have very, very small debt in comparison to like a lot of my friends who have student loans and stuff. But I'm just like, wow, man, it's like money is so disposable to some people. And I'm just like, let me check my bank account before I buy this Starbucks real quick. I'm like, oh, still not a good situation. Still going to buy this Starbucks anyway.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know?
It's different. It's a different way to look at life when you have so much money.
Oh, my gosh. Just to be able to breathe like that.
Yeah.
So good.
I know. Well, talking about this, I wanted to bring this up because I guess Olivia Newton-John, her Grease jacket sold for $243,000.
That's pretty cool.
That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
So a doctor bought it and gave it back to her as a gift.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, no, she didn't have it. I mean, it's not like it was hers.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It belonged to the company.
Or somebody, yeah. Maybe somebody had bought it. So he bought it and surprised her with it. And there's a little video. And she's like so touched by it and stuff. But
aww.
Yeah, but I mean, to go and spend $243,000 for a doctor, it's nothing. He makes that in a month probably or less.
Yeah, depending on what he does.
Right.
That's
but a doctor is a doctor.
Me.
I mean, they fucking make a lot of money. Shit. In a month, they make what you and I make in a year, probably.
Meh.
You know?
So sad. I'm like...
I know, but who wants to be a fucking doctor, man?
I know. I thought I was going to be a vet when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. And then I found out there's like 4 vet schools in the whole country.
Yeah.
And it's like a ton of school. I was like, nah.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah, you'll pass, right?
Yeah, I'll pass. I know. Quick note on Vegas. Apparently, you'll have to please report back to me and everyone else listening.
Yeah.
In Vegas right now, there's this whole thing about pigeons walking around in cowboy hats. So someone's been putting cowboy hats on pigeons, and now they're all walking
like
around.
Like mini ones?
Like little tiny. Yeah, if it was a regular size,
serious?
It would just cover the pigeon. Yeah. Look at this.
Wow.
I hope you see That's some pigeons funny. With cowboy hats. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'll take some video.
Everyone, please look that up. It's definitely worth.
And that's in Vegas.
It's in Vegas, yeah.
Okay,
it says,
well, we'll go where the pigeons are.
Yeah, we'll nobody knows why there are pigeons in cowboy hats roaming Vegas. Like, it's incredible.
Oh, wow.
Also, Kentucky police, I thought this was kind of funny. Kentucky police found 20 pounds of meth inside of an air fryer.
Really?
Yeah, 20 pounds of meth. It was over $100,000 worth of meth.
Wow. Like, where was the air dryer?
In Kentucky. Oh, like where? It was in Kentucky. I think it was in...
Was it like in a laundromat type of thing? Like a public...
No, it was an air fryer.
Air fryer, okay.
Yeah, I think it was... I don't know, actually. I think it might have been like still in packaging or something.
Right.
And which is wild.
Somebody probably brought it to the airport or something.
Yeah. There was a lot of weird news on the internet today. There was a woman who, she was at McDonald's and they gave her ketchup instead of jelly with her breakfast. And she pulled a gun on them for it.
Oh my God.
Like, really?
Yeah. What the fuck's wrong with
She's
people?
She's definitely at the... You have to be like either have mental health issues or... Like completely be at the end of your rope for something that small to
you mean like really pissed off.
Yeah, like you must have so much going on in your life for that to be the thing that like you go to jail for that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that's what I'm going to jail for, I'm definitely going to do something else.
And when did that happen?
Probably Florida.
People are quick with their guns.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, it doesn't say. But yeah, she's 20 years old,
Jeez.
Facing charges of aggravated assault and unlawful possession of a weapon.
Those McDonald's employees have to deal with a lot of bullshit.
Oh, man, I know.
Yeah.
It's because all the food that you eat from McDonald's makes you crazy and sick.
Yeah.
Sorry, McDonald's.
Yeah, well, you know what? I just remembered this actually. November, December is very cold in Vegas. I remember I used to go there to a trade show, a computer trade show. That's when computers still mattered, you know?
Yeah.
In the 80s. It was called Comdex. And I'd go there. It was always in November. And, you know, Vegas is known as being very hot.
Yeah.
And then you go in November and it's freezing, you know? So it's like,
How freezing is freezing?
Like in the 40s during the day or something.
All right. That's pretty cold.
Yeah, that's pretty cold. Yeah. So, I wonder what the weather is like there. Let me see. Weather in Vegas.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Yeah, I want to see what I'm going to, you know? Let's see. Right now it's 54 degrees. It's probably going to be the same as here, huh?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's been kind of chilly, though.
Oh, wow, look. At night, it's in the 30s.
Okay, that's cold.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. During the day,
nice,
it's
chilly
in the
50s. Vacation.
Yeah, that's true. I don't mind it, though. I like the weather clothes and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I like the winter clothes, too.
Yeah, winter clothes. So, yeah, well, we'll see. Tomorrow's Friday. I should know by tomorrow what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah.
If not, like I said, I'll just text you, tell you take the couple days off.
Right.
And stuff, so.
That'll be fun.
We'll see, but probably going to talk more about it than actually spend time there.
Right. I know. You got to take some fun pictures.
Yeah.
Send me pictures of crazy stuff you see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I will. That's true.
Do it.
All right, Jen.
Is that it?
That's it for today. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It goes so quickly sometimes.
Yeah, I know. When you talk bullshit, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Talking bullshit's my favorite, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's the best.
Great way to start the day.
Oh, for sure. Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So tomorrow's Friday. We'll see you then.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.